The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the Third Person Self-Congratulator of the Year.
1, 2, 3.
Just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's Wood on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Yep, and this is into its ninth year. Blight's won three times despite the handicap. He's back Monday on Sports Day SA, so engines are ready. Fitzmagic having a poor year. Tags hasn't been quite his normal self. And the leaderboard, 40 is the bobsled panel operator A-Rod, who made the mistake of giving 40 votes 1 week's picks. And since then, it's been a runaway train. Him trying to get on shows. We'll deal with that in a minute. Every time you turn around, he's just trying to break into a studio. 17 is David Taggart. 15 is Noham or Somham Sam, Gareth Hall, and of a daytime. 10 is Kane Corns and Cooter, and 8 is Campbell Brown and Tim Watson picks. And all the non-track operators feel like I've got a significant disadvantage since Jacko's come over, because he only listens to the one network.
Yeah,
and it's been
for the third person, to be fair, but it is hard on off the record.
Off the track.
How many mistakes can they keep pinging Gareth for? or his listeners, or his guests.
I tell you what, Jacko's nothing if not loyal, that's for sure. Righto. The 30-vote week, unfortunately, picks, as I mentioned, and I blame those that are empowering him. Tags put him on track for a bit during the week. I don't reckon he's got his license on air, and I'm going back to review this after 15 years. But A-Rod gets a vote for this to go to 41.
Are you with Yosemite here, the favourite?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I'm liking number one, Titans. Because,
Titans?
Yeah, I feel because I'm the Titan of Swan Street.
Oh, no.
I reckon I've heard enough.
A-Rod.
Just about the same.
A-Rod, get you in the rack.
Just get back to the panels, mate, not in front of the mic.
Two votes to Draymond Green going through his resume, the NBA player.
Draymond talks a lot. You talk a lot now. So if you have 4 rings, sure, you talk a lot more. For All-Stars, you probably talk a bit more. Defensive Player of the Year? You for damn sure would talk more. 2 Olympic gold medals? You definitely would be talking, because that would mean you beat Team USA, and we all know how that goes.
Not bad.
Good resume.
Not bad.
Cam Luke, who's made very few people sat on couches and made money out of it, but Cam Luke has, with Armchair Experts, he gets 2.
I'd love us to get to a point where it's, rather than the studio vibe, we're like sitting on a couch.
I'll tell you what, it takes a genius to be able to do something while sitting on a couch and make money out of it. But I'm 6 years into that. There's a very good-looking, suave TV host who tried to tip you into easy cash a few weeks back, of course, on Ladbrokes Autumn Breakfast Show. Whoever hosts that.
2 votes. 3 votes to Kane Corns. First for this.
Like way back in the draft camp days when I was trying to get drafted, I was the second slowest. So, yeah, I thought it was all over. I thought no club's going to pick up this bloke, and proved a few wrong there, Tim. I can tell you that much.
And then he's got some pull these days, Kane. 3 votes still.
Forget Eddie everywhere, Volcano everywhere. The subscriptions at The Age, by the way, I think have just skyrocketed off the back of this maiden column.
Yeah, Volcano's got some pull, as we know.
Gary and Tim in sparkling form. What have they had? Have they named anything after them, though, on the back of their success in their careers? Well, Gary Lyon, he reminds us he has with 4 votes for this picks.
What have you got named after you
room,
up there?
Room.
Room where?
Gary Lyon room.
Gary Lyon room. 4 votes. Tim Watson, his colleague, almost went a step further in his career. 4 votes.
They're going to rename the town. They're going to call it Tim Buller.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So 4 each. So they're the second most self-interested breakfast show on our network at the moment. And I must admit, Pix, I've become an RA massive fan of Breakfast with Pat and Heels on SENQ, 6:93 a.m. on the SEN app. And they are so entertaining. If you haven't checked out their breakfast show, you want to flick between the carousel in the mornings, alongside Gary and Tim and Kane and Kenny and Bucks.
They're not going to be happy, Gary and Tim, knowing that you're sending listeners to Pat Welsh.
No, they're part of the offering in the morning, just like the Sydney offering and Perth, Doug Goss and Scotty doing well. Anyway, Paddy Welsh, as we know, I said I've got an all-points bulletin on him being a name dropper. Picks?
Yep.
Here he is in full flight. Since he retired, the names have been dropping. 4 votes from Pat Welsh for this.
If I was playing against Alf and Wendell, second time,
playing with Jimmy Tate, AB's best mate, as my partner, against AB and Dean Jones.
Ooh.
And we were one up. I actually played golf with Pete Dye, who designed the course. We were playing at a Disney course in Florida.
And we went on and on pick, so it gets four. Yeah. But six votes and a drum roll if I can. Carbonato, or did Zipper take it with him when he went? Oh, he hasn't left the drum roll behind.
There we go. There it is. We'll leave it for later for the quiz.
Ian Healy, who's Paddy Walsh's colleague, he's one-upped him with the name drop. Here, have a look at this for a six, sneaky six picks.
There's a hall of fame up there with, you know, digital television screens that roll through all the old competitors. Hayley Lewis, Duncan Armstrong, John Sieben, Chris Roach, Ian Healy, Wally Lewis.
It was a name drop slash third person, which is what I liked about it. And it was subtle. It didn't get picked up on. Pat doesn't call him out on him because he sort of plays in that sphere himself. Yeah. He lets him roll through.
I thought you might have had that one with Mitch Johnson. You didn't pick that one up.
Oh, Mitch Johnson got four votes. Yeah, I missed that as well. 3, 7, 11, 14.
Yeah.
I missed four. I missed Mitch Johnson's four. Here it is.
It was actually in the first test that Joburg was stranded on 96 or 97. 96 not out. Had another opportunity in Cape Town on the third test. Where I went out there and 123 not out off 103 balls. To get that 100, I hit actually Dale Steyn for six over mid-wicket.
Yeah, well done.
There we go. So 30 vote total for the week, and I miss Mitch on the way through. Leaderboard, A-Rod 41, Taggart 17. He's got half a lead, A-Rod, but that microphone's going to become a little bit less available to him as always.
I'm going to have the availability coming forward.
Yeah.